Lina Escamilla and you're watching the Business Accelerator Show. You're in the right place if you want to learn how to build and scale your business successfully while achieving more freedom. I'm very excited about today's interview. You've probably heard or seen him in YouTube. Our guest today runs the biggest YouTube channel for entrepreneurs with over 1 million subscribers. He breathes and bleeds entrepreneurship. He aims to help 1 billion entrepreneurs unlock human potential. He's the author of Your One World, The Powerful Secret to Building a Life and Business That Matters, and The Top 10 Rules for Success, Rules to Succeed in Business and Life from Titans, Billionaires and Leaders Who Change the World. He's achieved many more incredible things, which I'll let him tell you about. So without further ado, welcome Nevin Carmichael. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for love, Lina. Great to be here.
So I love your channel. I would love for you to start off by telling us a little bit about your channel and how it all began.
What is your favorite video on the channel? I'm curious.
Well, part of my morning routine is watching motivational videos. So I love the top 10 rules. That's a main one for me.
Okay.
And then I know you have.
Do you have like one person?
Sorry?
Do you have one person who you love, like one top 10? Like if people had to go and check out this video, what should it be?
Oprah. For me, it's Oprah.
Oprah, okay. Oprah's awesome.
Yeah, she's cool. My favorite of all time.
So you're asking how I started the channel. I had built up and sold a business. Then I got into venture capital and I wanted to help entrepreneurs. I think your purpose comes from your pain. I struggled so much as an entrepreneur. And I wanted to give back and help. At the same time, I love the idea of modeling success. Like I love the idea of learning from Oprah. I love the idea of learning from Elon Musk. You know, Oprah Winfrey is not handing out internships for you to go work for her and be around her all the time and ask questions to. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a place that consolidated all of her greatest wisdom together? And you might have to watch a couple hours of Oprah interviews and questions to get to like the 20 minute golden nugget. That's what I try to do, is take the 20 minutes and just make a video only on that. And I think for anybody who wants to grow, being able to surround yourself with people who are doing a lot more than you could be inspirational, as well as give you ideas on what to do to grow. And so we do 3 videos a day on the YouTube channel and all geared towards helping entrepreneurs believe in themselves more and build their businesses.
I actually loved how Gary Vee put it. I saw a quote he wrote about you, Duchess, which says, Evan consumes so much content and then knows how to DJ it and to inspire people. So I think that's kind of the gist of your channel. Like you take so much content and then you just digest it for people to apply it in practical and easy ways into their lives. And I think that's super valuable for anybody, and especially for entrepreneurs who are kind of looking towards the step-by-step and having more clarity, you know, how to serve through business and their own life.
Well, thank you. That's the goal. So it's amazing that it's helping everybody.
And can you tell us a little bit about how you began, you know, what inspired you to start this channel? Was it by accident or was it something, you know, that you had in your mind and then brought it to life? How did that come about?
So when I first started, YouTube wasn't a huge thing. It wasn't like go be YouTube famous as a business model or career option. I started because I had sold my business. I was 22 years old. I was getting asked a bunch of questions from people, said, hey, can I get your advice on how to do this or answer these questions? And I would sit there and respond, you know, take me 30, 40 minutes to write out a response to that person. And it's very humbling that people would want your opinion on something. But then I thought, you know what, I'd rather make a video on this. And if I can make a video, it could help a lot more people, where if I do an email, it's only going to help one person. That combined with, I love learning from successful entrepreneurs. Bill Gates saved my company, my first one, even though I've never met the man. And so I wanted a way to capture their stories better and tell them. And so I just experimented with YouTube. I just started. I think the faster you can take your idea and just start, instead of sitting on it and wait and wait and wait and, you know, months and years go by before you do anything, that helps you find the thing that you want to do. And so I tried a whole bunch of things. YouTube was one of them. I liked it. It was fun. I sucked at the beginning. They weren't very good videos, but I liked the process of doing it. And I slowly got better. And here I am today.
Awesome. And for any entrepreneur out there that's kind of struggling, you know, either because they have too many ideas, so they might be multi-passionate, or because they're not really sure where to start or how to, you know, validate their idea, and go into the market, what would be your advice to them to get started right now and to take action?
You're not going to figure it out sitting on your couch. You're not going to figure it out by just sitting in the coffee shop and thinking about it. You have to actually do it. So for you launching a show, it could be a great idea, but you won't know if you actually like it until you get on and do a show. You know, you gotta launch it. You gotta interview your first person and then see, did you like the process? And so recognize that you can, thinking about it is good, but you will never know until you actually do. And so as soon as you get an idea, try to find a way to do. And what we love doing as entrepreneurs is thinking about how to make this thing as big as possible. Like, how do I make this idea the biggest thing of all time and build and grow? The problem with that is it makes it seem like it's impossible to do. You're not going to do it. You need more education. You need more funding. You need different gear. You need a bigger team. And so it becomes this big, impossible thing to do instead of it being inspiring. And so what I love doing is, yes, great, think about the future that you can make. And what's the thing you can do right now? I make it down into the dumbest, simplest, easiest thing that I can do right now. So if you want to make a YouTube video, like, grab your phone and record, like, today. Make your first video right now. And then just see if it works. See if you liked it. Don't expect the results to come. Expect it to be terrible. Nobody's going to watch it. You're going to be embarrassed. Whatever the first thing you try, anything, you suck at it. It's okay. It's normal. But it's, do you want to go back and do it again and do it again and do it again? And if you took that approach, instead of just sitting on the couch thinking about ideas, you'll find it, what you want to do, a lot faster.
Yeah, I love that. And I completely agree, which is what I also tell my students is, you know, progress, not perfection. I think a lot of us kind of, you know, take away from our own light and from what we can bring to the world from waiting until, you know, everything is perfect or we figured out everything. And I think, yeah, progress is much better, beats perfection. So that's a great takeaway. So from talking to all these amazing world leaders, you know, or featuring them in your channel and sometimes talking to them directly or interviewing them through your channel, I would love to know some of your biggest takeaways or things that people watching us can implement into their lives in order to be, you know, more profitable, successful, happier. I know you have a circle, which is, I love it. You have it on your website in case you guys want to check it out. The circle of potential, where you explain different areas and you have videos that kind of explain the importance of each. I don't know if that's something you want to go into right now, because I'd love for our viewers to take some practical action of these amazing takeaways that you've gathered through your channel and through your experience making all these amazing videos that they can start implementing today in their entrepreneurial path in life.
Sure. So if I had to boil it down to a couple, I would say, one, you need to believe that you can do something special. I think a lot of people don't believe that they have an ability to do something great, and so they never do. And if you don't think that you're great, then you will never be able to make something great either. I think there's a million reasons why you won't win, and there's 8 why you will. And all those million reasons are right. And maybe I can add another million more, and you can add another million more. Like, there's tons of reasons why you will not win, and there's 8 why you will. And I just focus on the 8 instead of focusing on the million. Like, how do I make these 8 work? And so just shifting the mindset, I think, is the first step to think that you can do something great and focus on the things that help you get there. Next, I would say creating an environment, routines, habits that help you win. I think too often for entrepreneurs, we feel bold, we feel unstoppable, and then the next day we're back to not feeling so bold and unstoppable and not doing the work we need to do. And so why? So like, we're on fire on one day and then don't do anything for 8 days, and then on fire for another day and then don't do anything for another 20 days. And so we don't maintain momentum. And so what I highly recommend is figure out what the thing is that gets you feeling bold and fired up. If listening to this show is the thing that gets you feeling like there's hope and that you could do great things, awesome. Every morning, listen to the show, right? Whatever the activity is for you, if it's watching a motivational video, if it's listening to a podcast, reading a book, if it's doing yoga on the balcony with your cat on your lap, awesome. Like, whatever the thing is that gets you feeling fired up, bold, and courageous, do that with intention. Because I think most people wake up like an accident. You're just responding to other people's emergencies throughout the day. And if you take that morning and do the thing that makes you feel bold and courageous, you may not have an amazing day every day, but if you did the thing that made you feel bold and courageous every day, I guarantee you, your life will look completely different 1 year from today.
Yep, I completely agree. And I think that is something that resonates with me from a lot of leaders, and I've seen in your channel, you know, the morning routine. I think it's just one of these, it's like a morning check, or you can even do it in the evening. You can do it several times a day, but I think it's just going back and centering, you know, with the positivity or whatever habits help you get back into your zone of positivity and feeling centered and zen. So I think, yeah, having those habits is important. I will also love to, you know, to know your take on other habits, such as, for example, like you said, the environment, surrounding yourself, the importance of surrounding yourself with positive people, or perhaps also mentors, which I think a lot of people, you know, take that for granted or don't really realize the potential and the power of the people surrounding you. So I'd love if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's that old expression about you are the result of the five closest people to you. I think it's very true. I think if you're hanging around people who are negative and feel like, you know, the world is against them, and you know, you live, you work, and then you die, and life sucks, you're going to be really negative. You're going to feel life sucks. You know, it's really hard to be positive and optimistic when you're around people who hate their lives. And so you may not be able to change your family. You know, if that's your family, okay, you may not be able to change your mom and your dad. Maybe you don't, you know, run away from home, but maybe you limit exposure. Maybe some of your friends, you've outgrown them. I think we hang on to bad friends. I think just because you went to high school with this person, if they are now a negative influence, you don't have to hang around them anymore. We hold on to these people just out of convenience because we've always done it. But doing something because you've always done it is not a great reason to keep doing it. And so if you think about anybody who's having a negative impact on you from a mindset, like if you're hanging around somebody and you feel worse about yourself, or you feel your energy being drained constantly, you don't want to be around that person. Like start learning to cut off access to people. Then you want to find yourself going out to new groups, meet new people. Whether you love face-to-face and you want somebody who you can connect with on a one-on-one, great. There's likely events happening in your city that you can go and meet people. There's events you can go to and travel to and go meet people. But even if you don't do that, I think you can learn a lot from aspirational mentors. This is how I learn. So I learn through Steve Jobs and Oprah Winfrey and Martha Stewart and all of these successful entrepreneurs. Like if you're learning from Lena, then having her in your environment, you may never meet her ever in person, but seeing her and watching the show, you learn a little bit. She's one of your five friends now. And if you hang around her more, the way she thinks, the way, you know, her positivity comes through will make you want to go off and do bigger things in your life, to spread more positivity. And so whenever you find, I like collecting good people, you know, whether that's people that I meet face to face or somebody that I learn from online, I like being around good people who are doing good things. And so whenever I find it, I try to dive deeper and figure out how can I hang around that person more. So, you know, Oprah Winfrey, we made a video, top 10 rules of success of Oprah Winfrey years ago. I loved it. Like, man, Oprah, she's got such a great message. When I watch her videos, it's just, you feel different, right? You feel hopeful and you feel like there's a lot of possibility, right? I like that feeling. I want to be around that feeling more, right? I'm not going to have Oprah be here next to me all day long. So what's the next best thing? Let's make more videos, right? Let's try to create more content so that I get that feeling. And then Oprah gives me a feeling and Steve Jobs gives me a different feeling. And so I pull that from different people all the time. And so if you found people who give you that energy, whether they're face-to-face or who you've never met, but you can learn from them online, then have those people be around you constantly so that you're drowning out the negativity.
I agree. And just like you said, my personal experience was very similar when I didn't have perhaps, you know, direct mentors here or physically where I am, especially since I was raised in Latin America most of my life. I didn't find, you know, there were not many people either on TV at that time when television was bigger that were really, you know, a positive influence. That's kind of how Oprah entered into.
Hey, I think you cut out for a second.
You got caught off.
There we go. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Cut off right there, but we're right back on.
That's okay. No, let's go. You were talking. The last thing I heard was you didn't grow up. You didn't see a lot of people who were from the Latin community. And so you loved learning about Oprah.
Yeah. And I called her, like you said, I called her my digital mentor. And then she kind of became my digital best friend through her show, because it was the first show that really, you know, opened up my eyes to so much positive content. Like authors like Eckhart Tolle, I started reading, you know, her recommendations from the Oprah Book Club. And that just opened up me up to so many more people. And nowadays, you know, like you say, with YouTube and so many podcasts and so many tools, you can have so many more digital mentors, even if they're not around you. There's great content, you know, to get inspired from. Just from your channel, there's amazing loads of content. And so I would urge, like you said, everybody watching us, just surround yourself with that content if you can't in your immediate, you know, surroundings right away. That's been also huge in my personal life. And I think it also shapes who you become. Like you said, you know, the five people around you or whatever number of people around you also influence a lot your mind, your decisions, and your opinions. So I think it's a great importance, you know, to place on who you surround yourself with and what type of content you devour. And talking about this amazing content, which can keep us motivated, what other tools could you recommend for entrepreneurs, you know, who are on this path that sometimes we have really high highs and really low lows? How do you maintain that focus and that motivation when, you know, you fall or when, you know, something doesn't go your way or when the amazing idea you had really isn't successful?
So that, you know, whole concept around failure, I think is important because I don't think people are afraid to fail. I think we're afraid to fail in front of other people. You know, you could sing in the shower all day long, or maybe you're a great singer. I could sing in the shower all day long, and going out on the street corner and singing is embarrassing. Like, you're afraid to fail in front of other people, not in the comfort of your own home. And so I think the biggest thing with all of that is learning to inoculate yourself against judgment. That anytime that you feel you are being judged by somebody else, to learn to let that go. And so the example I tell is around painting my nails. I don't have them now, but I have a dance company in my dance school. My performers won a local competition. And so mostly women. So I took them out to a nail spa as a celebration. Hey, let's go get our nails done. And then one of the ladies joked, "Hey, Evan, you're going to get your nails done too." And my initial reaction was, "No, I'm not going to get my nails done. That's silly." But part of the reason was I didn't want to be judged. Like, I could only imagine walking around with my nails painted and I've got to speak at events and do YouTube videos and meet people. And here I am with these, my nails painted. And because that was part of my rationale, the only acceptable answer is this is not an expression of myself. I don't express myself through painting my nails. But because that wasn't the entire truth, because I was worried about judgment, then I had to go off and paint my nails. And so I painted my nails and I got them done orange with white racing stripes on them. And then as it started to chip, and first off, I resonate now. I understand women a lot more, even though I grew up with two sisters, around once your nails are painted, like, you don't want to touch anything because you're afraid of scratching the nails right away. It's like, no, I can't open the door. You open the door.
Anyway. It's a science.
But then it started to scratch off. Then it started to peel, right? And my guy friends didn't care, but the women were all like, "Oh, you have to remove it now because it's peeling, right? It looks really bad." And I felt their judgment. And because I felt the judgment, then I had to leave it on. And I left it on all the way. It peeled down to zero. So like different nails had different amounts of color on it. And so why? Who cares? Like, what does painting my nails prove? Nothing. It's a test to myself that I don't want to be taking actions because I'm worried about what somebody else is gonna think. And so to train yourself, to inoculate yourself against judgments, like getting the judgment vaccine, you're worried about going off and creating some big company or your audience. If you can't go out and get your nails painted, you're not going to go off and do the big company because you're too worried about the judgment. And so anytime you catch it, most of the time I don't think we catch it, but anytime you can catch it, then doing the thing that you're afraid of, jumping into the potential judgment, just to train yourself and build that muscle up. So that when you get hit with a failure, it's no big deal because you're used to being judged by other people and you're used to eating it and not having it impact you.
I love that analogy. So, such a fun analogy, and great that you did that. For everybody watching, I think, you know, it's a great testament of what you can overcome. You know, just like you said, stop thinking about being judged. You know, there's so many people that I see that have so much potential and then are afraid to putting themselves out there, either in a Facebook group or a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live or, you know, small things like that. But if you just take the step, like you said, if you just like jump once, each time it'll get easier and you'll get over that judgment. Because also on the other side of putting yourself out there is that, okay, yeah, probably 10 people can judge you, but if at least you help one person, it would have been worth it. And so I think that for people in our position as entrepreneurs, it's great to put your ideas out there and be vulnerable, because if you can help somebody by being vulnerable, it will be worthwhile at the end. So I think, yeah, forget about the judgment, put yourself out there, and it'll begin to get easier also as you go. I'm wondering if at the beginning for you was hard to be in front of the camera, and then if it just came natural as you kept going.
No. Like, I got somebody who's Instagram DMing me the other day. It's like, how are you so good in front of the camera? And listen, one, I still think I have to get a lot better. I don't think this is the final stage, but I've done 6,000 YouTube videos. You know, 6,000. Only 5,000 are public. I've done 1,000 videos that never went public. I have more unlisted videos than most people have videos, period. I sucked. I'm introverted. It probably doesn't come out on this video, but naturally in my everyday life, I'm an introverted person. I had to have my sister come in and focus the camera, press record, and then leave the room because I was too nervous to do it, to speak with her there. Even knowing she's in the other room listening, even if she wasn't listening, just... it made me nervous, and I wouldn't do well. Through the repetition, the repetition, like the more you do it, the better you're gonna get at it, and it becomes less scary. And two, the fact that I felt that judgment, even though it's my sister, she loves me. Like, she's not gonna come in and say, "Wow, that was the worst ever. You suck. I hate you." Like, there's no way that's gonna happen. But it's still just the fear of judgment. Because I caught it, then I have to do it, right? If you ever catch yourself worrying about judgment, then you have to go off and do that thing and learn to eat the judgment. And so I remember when I first started filming in public too, I used to have a camcorder, not the cell phone, but like I'd be out filming on the street and I'd choose a quiet street, and then a mailman would come by and I'd be like, and then he left and I'd go back to filming because there's nobody watching. I had to get used to it. Like, filming is one thing, but then filming in public when other people can see you is another totally scary, crazy thing. And if you're worried about it, like if as I'm saying it, you're getting nervous, oh my God, film in public, then you should go and do it. You have to do it and eat the judgment and get used to it. And oh my gosh, these people are looking at me. This feels really awkward. Awesome. Like, that's how you grow. If you never feel awkward, you never feel stretched, you stay exactly where you are. And so those are all amazing opportunities. And we very rarely force ourselves into those positions. If you had a boss, they'll tell you, go do this thing and you'll do it, but we won't stretch ourselves. And so that's the challenge.
And I'm wondering, what has been the biggest lesson for you in your entrepreneurial path?
It's still just to believe in myself more, just to believe that I can have a bigger impact than what I'm currently having. I mean, I've done a lot, and I'm also my biggest fan, but I'm still my biggest critic, to know that I can do better, that my interviews can be better, that my videos can be better. We should be at 8 videos a day, not 3, and just believing that it's possible to do it, because everybody around me will say, "What? That's crazy. Like, 3 videos a day is impossible." No, it's not. We've done it, right? So let's go to 8.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah, you're an amazing content machine.
Yeah, and it's
appreciate you for it. Great content.
And I think it's needed. Like, I think when you find out what it is that you stand for, it's your duty to share it. Like, if you know that you have a gift to help people, and I got this from my mom, but I think if you have the ability to help, then you have the responsibility. Mm-hmm. If you can, then you must. And so I can, you know, I can. And what I've done, listen, getting to 3 videos a day was a lot of work, but staying here, it's still a lot of work, but it's not, you develop systems, you get used to it. And so we're capable of doing more, and we can, so we must. So that's always the kind of mantra that's going on in my head. If you can,
must. That, I love that. And who's your biggest inspiration?
I think as humans, my parents. I mean, they're on the wall behind me here. I'm 9 years old in this picture, and those are my parents. So they didn't teach me about entrepreneurship, but they taught me about how to be a human, how to treat people, which carries over a lot, I guess, into business. Apart from that, I learned from everybody who I've covered. You know, I learned a lot from Oprah, but not everything. Like, I learned 1 or 2 things from Oprah, and then I learned 1 or 2 things from Steve Jobs. You know, I've got Jobs up on my wall here, but I would love to be a visionary like Steve Jobs, but I don't want to be a father like Steve Jobs, right? And so you can, ultimately the goal is not to be the next anybody, it's to be the best you. And then to be the best you, you can learn from different pieces. So you might take 5 things from Oprah, but you want to be Oprah, you want to be Lena. And then maybe you take one thing from Tony Robbins and two things from somebody else. And that ends up, I like anybody who's had success, I want to be inspired by. And I think what, if you can get your head around this for the, for your viewers, to not just learn from people who look like you, your world of learning will explode. Like, I love learning from Oprah, a black woman. Awesome. I've got Kanye West up on my wall. You know, he says a lot of things that I don't agree with. Steve Jobs does a lot of things I don't agree with either, but like, I can learn from them. And so I think at the beginning, people only want to learn from people who look like them. Guys want to learn from guys, and women want to learn from women, and black people want to learn from black people, and white people want to learn from white people. Awesome. But that limits your learning. So if anybody has a lesson, like, this is my mindset going in. If Camila Cabello can teach me something, awesome. I want to learn, right? Like, teach me, right? I don't care if you're a woman, if you're Latin, if you're Chinese, like, if I can understand you and you have a message to teach me, I want to learn from that. Where I think people at the beginning, especially, are very siloed. It's like, I only want to learn from this kind of person. And if that's how you learn, then you're missing a lot of lessons.
Agree. And everybody watching, I want you guys to go check out Evan's channel. We'll have a link to it next to the interview. There's so many amazing content to keep you guys inspired and hopefully fill it in your morning routine. And before we go, Evan, I want you to leave a challenge, an action that our audience can take today. And we'll see you over in the Facebook group replying to Evan's challenge. So Evan, what would be the challenge for our audience?
How are they held accountable for the challenge?
So after watching this interview, we have a button right here next to the interview where they can go right directly into the Facebook group and reply that. So it can be an action that they can take in the moment, in their day, or just a question that they can answer that makes them think around something and take some sort of action around it.
Okay. Okay. And then they have to update what they've done, right? They got to share it in the Facebook group?
Yep. They can either tell us the reply about that, or, you know, what changed for them, what was their insight around that.
And you know all these people, right? Like, you know your hardcore fans, and you're involved in a group too?
Yeah, we have them inside the group. I mean, we always have new people coming in, but yeah, it's our community. Okay. So we hold you guys accountable for that.
Yeah, good. Okay, I like this. I've done a lot of shows, and I don't think I've ever ended with this. So this is... You're on to something here, Lena. I like it. What episode number is this, by the way?
Huh?
What episode number is this?
Well, we haven't actually put the numbers because it's going to be a live series for 2 weeks. So right now,
okay,
which order I'm going to place them in. But on the day your interview airs, I'll obviously inform you, everybody.
Okay.
You can get access also to be inside the group and see their feedback and give them feedback.
So okay. Roughly, what do you think? Like, how many episodes are you deep? Like 10, 20, 100, 200?
We're having a total of around 30, so it could
30, be. Okay. Got it. Okay, cool. Yes. Okay, so here's my challenge. I want you to do something that you're afraid of judgment on. So just like I went and painted my nails, whatever the thing is that you want to do that you're afraid of somebody's going to judge you, whether it's make a YouTube video or ask somebody out on a date or... you know, go dancing on the street, anything that you feel, you know, you've kind of wanted to do, but you haven't because somebody's going to judge you, then you have to do it. I want you to do it. Post it in the Facebook group. Lena will know if you are lying or not. Okay. Post the honest truth. And anybody who does, how big is your group?
We have a couple thousand people.
Couple thousand people. Holy cow. Okay. Maybe not anybody who does. Let's see. The first... Lena's gonna pick. I'm gonna give thousands away. Okay, I have a coach on my team named Lily, and she does coaching sessions, helping people break out of the comfort zone, go off and achieve entrepreneurial greatness. She charges $100 a session. I'm gonna give 10 of them away for 10 different people in the community, and Lena's gonna pick which 10 people deserve it based off of the challenge. So you gotta go off. Think about what you are afraid of judgment on. Post it to the Facebook group. And then they have what, 24 hours? How long do they have, Lena?
Yep, they have 24 hours. So you guys, after you watch this interview, go ahead over to the Facebook group. Fly over the question, because we'll have an art every day with the challenge you just left them written. So they know you post right directly on that picture. I'll be inside checking it out and I'll let Evan know.
24 hours to do it. Make it good. Tell your story. It's going to inspire everybody else in the community as well. So So your story will be inspiring thousands of people too. And then Lena's going to pick the 10 best ones. So make it something that you're really afraid of judgment on. And you're going to get a session with Coach Lily on me, 10 sessions. That'll be $1,000. I'm excited. Make it good, guys. Do the work.
That's exciting, Evan. Thank you so much. That's very generous of you. And for extra points, if you guys feel like going an extra way, I can give you an idea of actually posting a video that's shorter than a minute. So if you want to tell us in video, you know, to keep the energy of the videos going, you can go ahead and also post videos, and that'll give you some extra points because I'll be looking and being more creative and who's putting in more, you know, the effort.
And I'll Lena's be giving you, well. Lena's giving you some tips. She's giving you the inside scoop there. That's how she's judging you. So I like it.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure, you know, having you in the series, Evan. So excited for this generous opportunity you're giving to our audience. I'm looking forward to checking out their replies and letting you know, what they were so you can check them out as well. And we'll be sending everybody also over to your channel so they can get more daily inspiration. Thank you so much for your work and for being here for us.
Cool. Thanks for the love, Lena.